So this morning I've chosen for a scripture, Psalm 84. And I'd like to read that. I will be reading it from the NIV. These are the words of the psalmist. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look on our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good things does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. There's a word up there on the screen. Home. Think about that for a moment. What comes to mind when you think of home? What makes you feel at home? It could be familiar surroundings, familiar faces maybe. Maybe it's a feeling of security in some way. Now, many of you know I used to travel very extensively in my work, not so much anymore. But I'd be gone in some cases as much as 2 to 4 weeks on some of the overseas trips. And I enjoyed the travel and all that, seeing different parts of the world and all that stuff. But there was nothing quite like getting home when it was all over. And when I was traveling, things which reminded me of home became very important to me. You might think this is a little lame, but one place that became really important to me in my travels was McDonald's. I usually was gone over a weekend, and my Saturday routine was to go find a McDonald's and get lunch there. I can honestly say I've eaten in McDonald's from Stockholm to Singapore and a whole bunch of places in between. But that gave me that feeling of home. And the amazing thing about that was that the basic McDonald's stuff, the burgers, the fries, etc., were exactly the same as they are here in the U.S., and I guess that just helped me feel at home a little bit. The other thing is, McDonald's over in Europe, at least anyhow, was the only place you'd get ice in your Coke, which was important to me. But that place that we call home can stick with us for a long time. You know, I haven't had Pennsylvania plates on my car in 50 years, but I still call Western Pennsylvania is really kind of home to me. We go back that way pretty often. We're just there last weekend. And every time I drive out the turnpike going west and we get up on top of Sidling Hill and you start to come down the other side and you see most of Bedford County spread out before you, it just gives me that feeling of, I'm here. Now, home means other things to other people, of course. But I think most of us would agree that home is where the heart is, as far as that goes. But this particular psalm, Psalm 84, really is about home in some ways at least. The psalm is attributed to a group called the Korahites, or the sons of Korah. Now, the Korahites were the gatekeepers for the temple. The temple really was their home, because that's where they lived. And the psalmist in this psalm in particular speaks very lovingly of the temple. The psalm has something of a pilgrimage theme to it. It may have been sung by worshipers who were on their way to Jerusalem to observe one of their main festivals. The temple is considered as a space where the divine and the human realms come together and interact. God's hospitality is portrayed via the image of the lowly sparrow finding a home in the temple. Now, Psalm 84 is also a psalm about faith. I think there's a close connection between our faith and our feelings about home, wherever it may be. Faith is about trust. One of the reasons we feel at home, wherever it may be, is that we have faith. We trust that things will be a certain familiar way. Just like when I walk into a McDonald's in some foreign country. Now, faith and trust comes relatively easily. In home comes pretty easy. Because we can see it, we can experience it. We can look out and we can touch it, we can feel it. We can talk to people. Faith involves a certain apps. You know, to walk by sight. Faith is based on the conviction of both intangible. As it says in Hebrews 11:1, instance of things hoped for, the evidence seen. This encourages faith. At the same time, explains the nature of the walk of faith in these words. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Who put with the presumptuous step of a know-it-all, they keep themselves open for God. A minister tried to explain the difference between fact and faith. He hit upon a brilliant analogy that involved the congregation in this, to which he was speaking. He said, "It is indeed a fact that I am standing here preaching to you. It is indeed a fact that you are sitting in the pews. But it's only by faith that I believe any of you are actually listening to me." Psalm 84 describes four characteristics, or five characteristics, of the way of faith. These characteristics are the outward evidence of faith in a person. The first one is, the way of faith focuses our worship on God. Genuine faith focuses on a person's mind, heart, and their energy as a supreme value in their lives. You know, the first two verses of Psalm 84 really describe this yearning of the soul for the living God. Genuine faith leads people to commit all their ways to God. That might sound pretty simple, but we humans can be very easily distracted. We worship all kinds of things today. Often our focus is more on the short term and on whatever the priorities of the moment we might have, not on our long-term values, which really should govern our lives. There's a song out, a fairly recent song out by the contemporary Christian group Consumed by Fire. It's called, the song is called First Things First. And part of it goes like this. I don't want to love what the world loves. I don't want to chase what the world does. I only want you. First things first, I seek your will, not my own. Surrender all my wants to you. Keep the first thing first, to live your truth. Walk your ways, set my eyes. Lord, I fix my face on you. All my desires reversed. To keep the first things first. You know, sometimes we need to think about what our focus really is and if it really reflects our faith. To focus our worship on anything less than the true and the living God is to be guilty of idolatry. Genuine faith causes a person to let God be God. The way of faith finds security in God. Verses 3 and 4 of Psalm 84, the psalmist has been in the temple and has observed the sparrows building their nest and raising their young. Evidently, this was a very secure place for the sparrows. They felt safe there. The scene reminded the psalmist of the security that comes to those who trust implicitly in God's for grace and guidance. This feeling of security is critical to our feeling at home, wherever home might be. Just as we may focus for worship on all things today, we sometimes look for all kinds of ways to find security, often in material things. However, the only true and lasting security we can find and experience is really in the realm of the spiritual. God wants to forgive our sins and remove our guilt. He wants to assure us of His abiding presence and His love in order to relieve our fears and our anxieties. He wants to give us courage as we face the struggles and crises of life. The psalmist was able to face his future with all of its uncertainties with confidence because he was assured of the abiding presence of the Shepherd Lord. The way of faith also finds fulfillment in helpfulness. Verse 6 of Psalm 84 refers to the Valley of Baca. Now, the Valley of Baca was a desolate desert area. The psalmist saw people of faith as having the capacity and the disposition to transform the deserts of life into oases which bring refreshment and joy to other people. People are also critical to our feeling at home, wherever it may be. Even a desert can seem like home if we're surrounded by loving, helpful people. There will be many times of difficulty and disappointment along the road of life. There will be times of serious disagreements with others. Life can sometimes be a pretty unpleasant experience unless someone serves as a change agent and works for the good of all. You know, the first deacons in the church back in Acts 6, the first deacons were problem solvers who brought harmony into the fellowship and peace among those who felt they were being mistreated. The result of their ministry of the first deacons was that the word of God spread and the number of disciples multiplied greatly. The spirit of helpfulness and caring has always been one of the real strengths of this church in particular and the Church of the Brethren in general. Service to those in need and working for harmonious relationships are basic hallmarks of our denomination. The way of faith is also a life of dialogue with God. In verse 8, Psalm 84 cries out, "Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty." We were made to walk, to talk with God. Prayer is not supposed to be some pious pose we assume or some routine ritual that we go through. Prayer is not some burdensome duty we must perform. Prayer is a joyful privilege of communicating to a loving Father all of our questions, problems, needs, joys, triumphs, and happiness. God is always present on the job. He doesn't take a lunch break or a holiday. We don't need to have voicemail, email, social media, whatever, to contact him. He is there for good for those who love him. The life of faith will reveal itself in a constant openness to divine direction, to the leading of God. Finally, the way of faith is a way of joy, a wonderful, deep, inner joy which exceeds all others. The psalmist says in verse 10 of Psalm 84 that one day in the courts of the Lord is better than 1,000 days without him. As the song says, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. The psalmist would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell with wickedness in any other fashion. Homecomings are joyous experiences. Home brings us security and gladness to our lives. Being at home with God brings a great joy which surpasses any others that we might experience. Jesus, of course, speaks of the importance of faith in saying, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there. And it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. You know, a mustard seed is one of the very tiniest, smallest things that were known to the people in Jesus' times. Yet, it was a living, growing thing. Jesus was saying to his disciples, and he's saying to us today, to use the faith we have. To have faith, we need to read God's word regularly and listen to the Lord as he speaks to us. To grow a greater faith, we must give of ourselves not only to private worship, but also to regular public worship and study of God's word. We also need to claim his promises. God has blessings in abundance for us if we will only ask for them and follow where God leads. If we are to be as at home in the faith as we are in maybe other places, we need to give ourselves to something which is bigger than us and trust God to help us in accomplishing it. Amen.